Hey, it's Travis with the Side Stage Show. Join me every Thursday, noon to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time on 95.9 KRFF, heard throughout the Fargo-Moorhead area. You can also tune in online from anywhere at RadioFreeFargo.org for tunes, guests, interviews, even local community happenings. You can also check out the replay of our interviews on Spotify, iHeartMedia, iTunes, Buzzsprout, and more. Check out the Side Stage Show with Travis. Tune in, turn up, and jam out.
Now, the last time I got to interact with this gentleman, he actually chose me to be, what was it, a chili cook-off judge?
I think you were there for the sausage cook-off.
Sausage cook-off. Nice. Hey, Darren, keep it to yourself. Yeah. Keep it to yourself. It. I don't want to hear it over there.
I'm going to go B-movie.
B-movie.
Making the room hungry.
Well, we appreciate you being here. Thank you so much. Obviously, the reason why we wanted to do this is things have been different this year. The 4th of July is coming up. It's all about our country. And unfortunately, right now, with as crazy as things have gotten this year, we unfortunately have become kind of a divided country, and it's unfortunate, but we're hoping to reel everyone back in here, because I think the one thing we can all agree on, we all live in this great country, America, whether it's going through changes or adjustments or not, we're all a part of this great country, we all want the best for it, and we wouldn't get to do what we get to do without our freedoms and our rights that you all fought for. So thank you for being here, and thank you for your service.
It was a pleasure to serve.
So give us a little bit of background. When did you serve?
I went in and August of 87, and I got out in November of 93.
Okay, and what branch of service?
Joined
were you
the United States Navy.
And did you have to see any combat with that?
I had just transferred to the Halsey, a cruiser, missile shooter, when the Gulf War started.
Okay.
And my job was to fire missiles at, well, whatever, but we sat in between a ship that was firing Tomahawks at Baghdad, and our job was to wait for them to fire back, and my job would have been to shoot those missiles down. That system is even now obsolete. We could track them at 300 miles and rated to shoot them down at 90. And,
wow, that's amazing.
And since 93, that's obsolete. I don't know what they can do now.
Right. What led you? Obviously, times have changed. We're you know, since 1987, everybody has their own reasons for wanting to enlist in the military. What was the reason for you?
Probably a poor reason. Not money-wise.
Right.
I wasn't much for school.
Right.
I got good grades and everything. I graduated with a B average, but growing up on the west side of the state in oil country, and at that time there just wasn't a lot of work. Join the Navy and go out and see the world and get out of North Dakota.
So for those who are thinking about getting into the military, obviously there's a lot of students that just graduated high school back here in May. Military might be the direction that they're going. Again, times have changed since 1987, but what do you remember your first day being in the service that just opened your eyes and you went, wow, this is going to be a trip? Kind of give us that experience.
Probably when they sent me to Sydney, Australia to meet the battleship. That was my first ship station, was the battleship New Jersey.
And right.
You come in walking down the pier and see this huge battleship that holds 1,500 people. And
right.
That's as many people as were in the town I grew up in. So it was different. And you get out to sea, and as far as defending the country, I guess it didn't really register till the Gulf War was going on, and we were doing Condition 3 watches with M14s and stuff, manning the main decks.
Now, obviously, military, I would imagine, it changes your life. What is one of the changes it brought to your life that you are never going to forget and you carry with you to this very day?
We can relate that to stuff that's going on today.
Right.
When you're in the service, you're on a ship, say the Halsey that I was on, that's about 600 people. If something happens on that ship, every sailor has to work together to get that ship through it.
Right.
And it didn't matter what color your skin was. You had to work together and make it work. And there's nothing wrong with doing that in the United States of America.
Absolutely. Well put. Again, tell us how long you served.
6 years. Just over six years.
And now we obviously know you do a lot of work over there with Fargo AMVETS. Can you kind of tell us about that organization?
Fargo AMVETS is a veterans organization that focuses on veterans' needs and the VA support systems. And, you know, every year we're going to the government and asking for more money to keep those veterans programs going.
Right.
Like things at the VA and service dogs, service animals for veterans. That's a good program. The hyperbolic chamber they have discovered does wonders for people with PTSD and traumatic brain injuries. So we keep trying to get the government to fund that through the VA so that they can get the treatment that would very well suit them.
Absolutely. Now, did this whole pandemic thing, obviously it shut down a lot of the community, did that affect the Fargo AmVets at all?
Business-wise, yes. Yeah. We were shut down like everybody else was, and we're slowly opening back up. We, like anybody else, we're not back to 100%, but it's getting back to better. There's people coming in, and we can't have our events yet that we like to do.
Of course.
But we're hoping to get there.
We're getting there. Where can we find Fargo AmVets on social media so we can stay tuned and be involved?
We got Fargo AmVets Facebook. We post all our events on there, and sometimes we just post something to honor veterans. The other day it was the Korean War recognition. And
well, I tell you what, the next time you guys have another little cook-off, you've got two folks here from the media. You've got a local celebrity here over here going to be a cover model here in just a little bit.
Yes.
So you got more talent that is willing to step up and be a judge and get involved with your organization over there. So please keep us in mind.
I will, because sometimes it's hard to find judges to eat 15 different chilies.
I would be happy to.
Yes, I'll nominate myself as well.
Absolutely.
So I want to get real with you here real quick for one quick question. Again, this year, a lot of things have been changing. Hopefully, our country's not divided, but it's gotten to the point where we're seeing a lot of division, whether that's what's being portrayed or not. But I think a lot of people are seeing some division, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of question. For somebody who has served this country, what is the one thing you would have to tell everybody to keep in mind? What is something as a veteran that you want us all to remember? Hey, don't lose sight of this.
Don't lose sight of our freedoms and our justice system, and you know, you have to depend on those kind of things.
Absolutely.
Just be nice to each other.
You know, everybody's entitled. I think we could all agree. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. And if we don't agree, we don't have to hate each other for it. We're going to do a little trivia competition. Steph needs your help to come up with the right answers. Every right answer she gets, she's going to get a vote towards becoming the new cover girl of Maxim magazine. Yay! But each vote also earns money towards Wounded Warriors Project. Are you okay with hanging out for that?
Yeah, that's awesome.
So we're going to do our first round here. Five questions. This is based on Maxim magazine cover girls. Now, you two are going to work together. Mark and Steph, first one. Here Comes the Boom. Is that a firework or is that a B-movie title?
It's a movie.
It's actually a firework.
Oh.
All right. Really? Here comes the movie. You two.
No.
Double trouble. B-movie or is that a firework?
I got to go movie.
It is a movie.
Yes.
All right. Back over here to you guys. After Hours. B-movie or firework? After Hours.
Oh, movie?
It's a firework.
Oh, I
back like over to fireworks. You guys. Freedom Rider. Freedom Rider. Is that a firework or is that a B-movie title?
Oh, man. God, that's got to be a biker movie, right?
Huh? Freedom Rider.
Freedom Rider.
It's got to be a movie.
Oh.
It's got to be a B-biker movie.
It's actually a firework.
Oh, well, it could be a biker.
And these firework names, they've been creative.
And I just want you to know, I got these list of firework names from Star Fireworks right here in the Fargo-Moorhead area. So they are legit.
That's some creativity there.
Back over to you guys. Strip Poker. Is it a B-movie or is it a firework? Strip Poker.
I don't know now. I really don't.
I'm going to go with movie.
It's actually a firework.
What?
Seriously.
All right, back over to you two. Born to Ride. Is that a firework or a B movie? Born to Ride.
I'm going to go with the previous answer based on I'm a biker themed movie. I'm going here. I am going to go with a movie.
It's actually a firework.
Yep. Jeez, these are
the
all
firework names are killing all right. us here.
Last one.
Okay.
Candy Bang. Is that a B movie or
Gotta
is that
be
a firework?
B movie. That's like seems like somebody's name it actually in the movie.
So you're going with the movie?
Oh no, I'm guessing it's then a firework because we're going with that. And then
it seems to be a theme.
It is a firework.
She got
Candy
it.
Bang is a firework. You guys, thank you so much.
Thank you.
You've helped earn some votes and some money
thank
towards
you,
the Wounded Warriors Vet. Steph,
you.
Do you have something for our military hero over here?
I do. I work for a great bar in town. It's Southtown Poorhouse. And on behalf of all of us and Southtown Poorhouse, I'd love you to come visit us. Here's a gift card for $25.
Right. And we appreciate
you. Service.
Yeah, thank you for your service. We appreciate you. Guys, thank you everybody for being in studio today, hanging out. And happy 4th of July to you all. Be safe. And God bless America.